Let's start off in the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. We're going to be mostly in 1 Corinthians, but we're going to start in 2. And I think I want to begin the sermon with this. This sermon is all about having close fellowship with the Lord. That's what this sermon is about. It is not about a whole bunch of do and don't rules. And I'm going to keep emphasizing that as I go through this. But let's look. Let's start with 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And let's look at verse 17. 2 Corinthians 6. In verse 17, says, "Therefore come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you." Now, of course, we could look at the scriptures that came before it and after it, and there's a lot of stuff here, but I really want to zoom in on that. "Therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you." Skip down a couple of verses to chapter 7, verse 1. He says, "Let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates the body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God." There are things that we are best not to have any dealings with. There are things. There are things that are just things that have nothing to do with the Lord. In fact, there are things that actually work against the things of God. And it is best for them, for us, not to expose ourselves to them. It's probably a lousy illustration, but it'll work. When I was in college, that movie Dawn of the Dead came out. And they used to advertise that thing. Movie banned in 15 countries. And the only time they would do a showing at midnight at one of the local theaters. And so just the fact that it was banned in all these countries and it was so horrible, that's why me and my friends wanted to go see it. So we traveled and we went to see it. And it was awful. There were several times me and my buddy literally left the theater. We're out in the entranceway. But then, of course, we went in to get the whole thing. And my roommate and I, when we got back, I mean, we couldn't really sleep that night. We were so disturbed by the whole thing. And I really felt like I was personally disturbed by the movie for the next couple of days. Now, I know some of you may laugh, but, you know, at that time, the stage in life I was at, you know, had a big, big impact on me. And I remember thinking about it and thinking, it would have been better for me not to have exposed myself to that. I don't think that made things better for me. And you can say, well, it's just a small thing. But I really feel like for that, that isn't an experience that added to my life. And I just kind of made my mind up after that, that I just wasn't going to watch that stuff anymore. Movies that just had killing and brutality and all that. I thought, I don't need to see that. That's not entertainment. I don't need those images in my mind. I just don't want anything to do with it. And that's just an example of a movie. But there are things in life that are not things of God, and they are not pleasing to God. And they may be pushing in the exact opposite direction, and they're not things that we need in our life. And probably the biggest reason is because it is going to mess with your fellowship with the Lord. There are things that if you are, if you expose yourself to them and you are around that stuff, you are not going to feel that close fellowship with the Lord. I'm just telling you how it is. Had a car drive past me the other day, and there was a middle-aged woman in it, and she had the music cranked up, which for her age, I was kind of surprised. But in the time that it took for her vehicle to drive past me, I heard the F word several times. I'm like, wow, this is a great song. Now, Publix parking lot. So I'm thinking, when she shuts off her car and gets out of the car and she's walking in to buy her groceries, I wonder what's on her mind. I mean, I don't necessarily think she's going to be peaceful. And I mean, what's going to be on her mind is the stuff that she just got done listening to. And I'm not interested in judging her, and I'm not interested in judging her music. What I'm telling you as your pastor is, there may be some of that stuff that you like the beat, you like the singer's voice, you might like the music, but what I'm telling you is that things that are vulgar, things that are profane, those are the things that are echoing in your heart, in your mind, and if you want to know a real close intimacy with the Lord, those things don't go together. And there are plenty of entertainments now that they aren't going to go together with that. And really, the best way to live is to arrange your life so that you are living your life in ways where you feel close fellowship with the Father. He wants us to have tender hearts towards Him, not hearts that are hard or calloused. And I will tell you that there are some things that make your hearts hard and calloused. I had an old friend from Maine, and he told me about some show that was showing on Netflix. And he goes, "Don't tell anybody that I told you about this." And I'm like, "What do you mean?" He goes, "It's pretty vulgar, but if you're from Maine, you're going to understand." So I'm totally curious. Well, I flip on, it's this TV show, this series, and everybody's got an absolute gutter mouth. And all the subject matter was in the gutter. And I was certainly remembering a lot of the people and the stuff I grew up around. And Tammy walked in from the other room. She goes, "What in the world are you watching?" And I'm like, "It's really funny. I know people like this." She goes, "Turn it off." And I go, "But it's funny." She goes, "Turn it off." And she was right. Now, that little interaction between us, though, I think it's a good illustration, because I was thinking about people that I've known and situations that I've seen, and I was laughing about how it reminds me of plenty of situations I've seen. She wasn't thinking about any of those things. She was just recognizing that, hey, this isn't something that's right. This isn't something that you should allow into your mind. And she was right. And sometimes you may find yourself like me at that point, where for whatever reason, something has your attention, you're interested in it, you might be curious about it, or there's something about it that is appealing to you. But then you need to think, you kind of need to put the Tammy part of your brain on there and ask yourself, is this going to affect me in my walk with the Lord? Now, I'm not telling you that the Lord's going to, like, erase your name out of the Lamb's Book of Life and boot you out. I mean, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about walking in sweet fellowship with Him. in that chapter 7, verse 1 there, it says, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates the body and the spirit. And he doesn't say, God is going to purify you. Here he's talking about us taking action ourselves to purify ourselves from things that contaminate the body and the spirit. And I want to tell you, if anything troubles your spirit, it's probably something that you don't need to expose yourself to. If something makes you more fearful, or it makes you feeling distant from the Lord, then it isn't anything that you want to be a part of. In this perfecting holiness, this is all about us learning to follow the footsteps of Jesus and walk close for Him, close to Him. That's what He wants. Now let's turn over in our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And we get this whole section here on sexuality, and I'd like to talk about that a little bit. I've often thought that one of the things that is most troubling to lots of people is matters related to their own sexuality. I remember when I was raising my kids, I thought, I wish I could take that whole part of them and like put it in a box. And then on their wedding day, I would hand them the box and I'd be like, here you go, have fun. But until that time, it's in the box and they don't have to worry anything about it. But my goodness, we work with kids at the school, and what happens? As soon as they turn 10 or 11, all of a sudden they have different eyes that they're looking at the world. And all of a sudden the little girl that doesn't care about ever combing her hair and she's running around dressed with the boys, all of a sudden she cares a lot about what her hair looks like and what the boys think about her, and the boys are noticing everything about her, and oh. And in the world we live in today, there is so much exposure to so much, and it makes life very difficult in a lot of ways for a lot of people. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning with verse 12. Listen to this. Everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. Food for the stomach and the stomach for food, but God will destroy them both. Now we get into this. It says, the body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord. By the way, as we look through here, you're going to see the word body in the next two paragraphs mentioned 8 times. So the first thing we find is that our bodies are not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord. And it is very possible for a person to allow sexual immorality to be something that leads their life, something that is the first motivation that is driving them. And they don't realize it, but they really, it's almost like they become a slave to sexual immorality. And people do find some degree of enjoyment out of following that, but it's not an enjoyment that leads to peacefulness and joy. It is something that leaves with regret and pain long term. And that's not how it's supposed to be. And Paul's saying that our body is not meant for sexual immorality. He says our body is meant for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. We are to use our bodies to glorify Him. We are to use our bodies for things that are pleasing to the Lord. Verse 15, your body is a member of Christ Himself. It says, do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ Himself? It says, shall then I take the members of Christ and unite them with a prostitute? Never. Do you not know that he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her in body? For it is said the two will become one flesh. So, our bodies are members of Christ himself. I know sometimes people make some kind of unusual shift. They say, well, my heart belongs to the Lord, but my body is kind of up for me to do whatever with it. I knew there was a time in church history where they had some of the soldiers in the Crusades, and when they would go through baptism, before they'd go into battle, they would take them through baptism, and they would line them all up, but they would hold their sword arm up, and they would go into the water so that everything went under the water except for their sword arm, because they thought, my body belongs to the Lord, but this arm is for fighting and killing. Let me tell you the truth. All of us, every part of us, belongs to the Lord. And it's not like you say, well, my heart belongs to the Lord, or in any way to break things up. We belong to the Lord, and this body that the Lord has given us is a gift from him. And you know, we can bring him glory with the things that we can do. Some people, they have a gift when it comes to running real fast. And other people, they have gifts of being able to lift heavy things and to work hard. We need to realize that our bodies are members of Christ himself. Verse 19, it says, your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you. Just for a second, if you have your Bibles with me, turn over to John chapter 14 with me. John 14, verse 23. John 14, verse 23. Jesus is speaking. He says, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teachings. So love is expressed through obedience for us. He says, my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. So the place where the Lord dwells is not in a temple. The place where the Lord dwells is in the heart of his people. Again, if you love me, you'll obey my teachings. And my Father, the man who does it, he says, my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. And excuse all these masculine pronouns, ladies. So if a woman loves me, she will obey my teaching. My Father will love her, and we will come to her and make our home with her. Men, your bodies belong to the Lord. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Ladies, your bodies belong to the Lord. It is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, verse 20, back to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, therefore honor God with your body by the decisions that you make, by where you go and the things you expose yourself to, in how you conduct yourself, because you're special, because you belong to the Lord. We are also warned in verse 18 to flee from sexual immorality. It says, all other sins a man commits are outside his body, but he says, those who sin sexually sins against his own body. And so he's not saying try to minimize sexual immorality. He says, if sexual immorality is knocking at your front door, run out the back door. Because sexual immorality is going to hook you like a fish hook hooks a fish. And it is not going to bring you anywhere that's going to bring good in your life. And you need to be free from that. And let me go back to where I started in this 2 Corinthians chapter 6. The main reason, the most important reason for this is because you belong to the Lord, and God has created you for fellowship with him, and this other stuff is going to mess with it. I had this Barna study I had read. It was talking about the effects of pornography upon Christian men. And they say that Christian men in the United States right now, what percentage was it? 68% of American men, American Christian men, look at pornography on a regular basis. And the biggest reason why this is bad, the biggest reason, is because it affects a person's fellowship with the Lord. It's not like you're going to sit and look at something and then kneel down and have a time of prayer and feel the closeness of the Spirit. God is going to seem like he is 100 miles away. And he's not 100 miles away. He just feels like he's 100 miles away because you have allowed this other stuff into your heart. This whole thing here where the Lord says, touch no unclean thing and I'll receive you. These things that we recognize that are things that are not pleasing of the Lord, we need to take action with ourselves and say, fellowship with the Lord is more important than this. And even though you may be curious, no. And even though it may have popped up on your phone or whatever, you got to say no. And you got to do whatever it is you have to do to take action. I have a friend of mine. He called me up one day and he says, I need your help. I said, what do you need? He goes, well, you're somebody that I trust. And I said, well, thank you. And he says, I'm so embarrassed telling anybody this, but he goes, I have a problem with pornography. And he goes, I found this program that I can download on all my electronic media, and it will send you a report once a day telling you every single place I'm ever at. And I want to ask you if you will allow me to use you like this, and that you'll read the report every day, and if you find anything on it that you know I shouldn't be in, that you'll call me up. And I said, I'll do it. And I made it a matter of prayer, and he mostly did good. Every now and then he'd get something, he'd have to make a phone call. But that was just his part of breaking with that. And I respect the fact that he recognized that he was weak when it came to that. And he didn't want to stay there. That isn't who he wanted to be. So he was taking control of it. I'm wondering what the church would be like in the United States right now if that whole 68% of men, if it's true, that's looking at pornography on a regular basis, if that wasn't going on. They're saying that church attendance is in decline all around the country right now. More churches closing than are being built. And I can't help but wonder if part of the reason is because good men have been caught and hooked, and they feel like God is so far away because they have allowed uncleanness in their life. And as I stand before you now, I don't know any of your business. I think the only person that I know their business is my wife. She knows my business. But I want you to know the wonderful, free, joy, peace, comfort that comes from walking in close relationship with the Lord. And if there's something in your life that is keeping that from happening, I want to call on you this morning to recognize that thing and give it to the Lord so that you can have all of him. In fact, I'd like to ask Tammy if you'd come up to the piano, my favorite piano player in the world. And before we close the service, if you want to take control in your life, and you want to say, I'm not going to allow anything unclean, and Lord, I'm willing to make whatever adjustments need to be made. If you want him and fellowship with him more than you want anything else in the world, I would like to invite you to come forward, kneel down at this altar, and tell the Lord that very thing. And the Lord will give you wisdom on what you should do next, and you will be so happy that you did it. I'm going to pray for you, and then I'm going to open up this altar at the front. Father in heaven, I know this is personal stuff, but Heavenly Father, we didn't come to church just to kind of play church. And it seems like life goes by rather quickly. We want to walk with you these days. We want this part of life right now to be a day when we are walking as close to you, feeling your presence, being guided by you, knowing the joy of having you in our lives. And Lord, I just pray that you would guide each one of us right now. And I pray, Lord, for those that are supposed to come down to this altar now, Lord, they would know it and that they would receive the help and blessing, Lord, that I know you have for them. Help them to be bold and courageous, not afraid, not worrying about what other people will think, so that they can receive help from you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.